Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about living out of the kingdom of God within us. And this joy that we just sang about. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. So yeah, we've been living out of that. We've been celebrating Advent, and the Advent season was the first Advent, was Jesus' birth. That's the first Advent. So now we're in the second Advent, waiting on His return. And that's what God is doing. He's developing us and helping us live our lives in a way that He can use us to partner with Him in redeeming the earth, redeeming people, because He is coming back. And He wants to use you and I to help His plan carry out. Amen? But we have to understand that. And when we understand that, we want to be a part of that. We don't understand it, we just always doing our own thing, and that's not what you want to do, amen? All right. Well, we're going to celebrate the first Advent with the Prince family. Yeah. And we got Dwayne and Lauren Prince going to come up here and all the kids. And I tell you, they shared with us last service, it's powerful. So God is up to great things. Amen. Amen. So come on up here, Dwayne.
So we wanted to know how to do this. My wife and I, we were kind of struggling to figure out how we wanted to do this. And Lauren got a message saying that we should kind of depict unity in our family. So in the instead of me reading from Matthew 3:1-12, I'm going to have my son read it.
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is He who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the stop, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight." Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and honey and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptisms, he said to him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say ourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Yeah. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but He who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes, hallelujah. His winnowing fan is in His hand, and He will thoroughly clean out His threshing floor and gather His wheat into the barn, but He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So I just want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to spread the awareness of how great he is, you know, and how big he is. My whole life, I grew up with in a broken home, and I had a lot of depression, anxiety. I was ADHD, you name it. I was diagnosed with it. And I grew up really depressed and angry. And I was really depressed. That's all I knew was depression. I spent over 20 years with the thought of suicide. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And because of that, I knew that that was what was going to happen with me. So I didn't care about anything. I didn't care about the gift that God gave me, which was all of my kids. I didn't care about my future, because my future was 6 feet under. That's all I knew. And so a lot of stuff happened. My wife and I, before we were married, we fought a lot. I didn't treat my kids the best. And, but God. You know? Well, in my depression, Lily, she was 3 at the time, this one, she started working on her dad. It's like the Spirit of the Lord just took full possession of her and just loved on me, saw no fault in me. Like, I could do no wrong. And with that, I got to witness the grace of God through a 3-year-old. Like, that's crazy. And in that, I was like, wow. I'm just excited. And I gave my life to the Lord. And I was like, okay, I'm going to spread the good news. I'm going to do all that I can to be a good witness. And I told the Lord, I was like, man, I'll die for you, you know, because to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, who wouldn't want that, you know? But he convicted me in that. He was like, well, I know you'll die for me, but will you live for me? And because he didn't come to bring death. He came to bring life, and life more abundantly. And with that, I was completely delivered from depression, completely. And I get sad, you know, but I no longer dwell in that sadness, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God, you know. So I just wanted to give my testimony to you guys. And all that, in the midst of all that, it restored completely my relationship with my wife and my kids. And I just wanted to show how big God is, you know. He can do it for me, he can do it for you guys, trust me. Believe me, you know. There is no darkness in the presence of God.
So. All right. Well, boy. He definitely brought life. Amen. That's some good stuff right there. It really is. I remember when Dwayne first came here. Amazing. Just what I've seen God do in his life. He's a man of God and his family. He's a good father, good husband, and a good brother in the Lord. He's after God's will. And it's exciting to see that. That's why we asked him to come up here. We see the fruit in his life. Amen. So we have been looking at this kingdom, and we're going to continue to look at this. And let's go to our vision and then the scripture reference in Romans. Okay, this is our vision: to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. All right. This is what we've been talking about for the past few weeks, past month, few months. We talked about peace, talked about righteousness and peace. Peace is the fruit of righteousness, your relationship with God. And peace with God, peace with people, and peace with yourself. And this is what God does, what your relationship with God does. It produces that peace. And that the war leaves. And you start to walk in peace, you got power over the enemy.
That's right.
Because the peace starts to guard your hearts and minds through Christ. And it passes all understanding. And so we've been talking about that. This is really important. So the idea is, that's what we talked about last week. We talked about contentment. And because in Philippians 4, Paul is in prison. He's in a Roman prison writing to the Philippian church, writing to you and I. That's who he's writing to. And so the idea is, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. See, that is a kingdom exercise. Rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, if you didn't get it the first time, I want you to get it the second time. Again, I say rejoice. Amen. Then he says, let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Gentleness means the ability in you to be undisturbed regardless of your uncomfortable surroundings.
Amen.
So this is the way God wants us to live. And watch this. We're in the second advent. This is the way he wants us to live now. He wants us to demonstrate in the world that you can have joy no matter what your circumstances are.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You see that? No matter what situation you're in, you can have joy right in the middle of it and not be disturbed.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
But it's dependent on your relationship with God. It produces that peace, and the joy gives you strength. Strength to endure, strength to overcome all that's going on.
Amen.
All that's going on around you. And you're not controlled by your circumstances or your situation. You're living under the control of the Holy Spirit, the governing of the Holy Spirit. That's why the first advent, for unto us a child is born, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, unto us a child is born, a son has been given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's doing. Excuse me, I got to get a drink of water. That's what he's doing on this earth. His government and peace is increasing through his people. You see that? We're his people. And so he wants to show unbelievers in the world how his kingdom operates and functions. And he uses his people to do that. So we have to co-labor with him and partner with him in showing them that our God is credible while we wait on the second advent. See, remember, the advent is coming while we wait on Jesus. I'm going to raise my kids. I'm going to my marriage. I'm going to serve in my marriage. I'm going to serve my children. I'm going to teach my children his will, his ways, in the middle of all chaos and confusion. And I'm going to communicate that to others so they can know Jesus when he comes back. Are we making sense? That's the call of God on our life. And that's what he's doing in his church. He's building his church, the church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. And that's his people. Oh, hell, it's increasing. We're living in more difficult times than they've ever had. These are difficult times. But God has told us about it over and over. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be dependent on him.
Yeah.
Right? Going to him. And we have peace. And now we can carry joy wherever we go. Unspeakable joy. Yeah. This week, I was sick, you know. I had a fever Monday morning and coughing and just stuff going on. And went to the doctor Tuesday. And so what I'm trying to show you is, I'm trying to show you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, God wants you dependent on him. I was continued to rejoice, but I still didn't. My body didn't feel good. I had a headache. I never get headaches. I had a headache. I just don't get headaches. Coughing, yo. But went to the doctor and all that. So I've been on the mend all week. And I'm excited about this message today.
Amen.
Because I've been locked up in the house, so you all are in trouble. I got my mustard stains. I had to take those off. And some of you don't understand that, but I won't explain it. But let's look at this verse. Pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. And what happens is, when you have joy, that's the kingdom. And joy is a manifestation of your peace with God. And now you can edify someone else. You can build someone else up that needs to be built up. And that's really part of your purpose for being here. So, I want to go to, give me 1 Peter chapter 1. I want us to look at this. So we're going to talk about rejoicing. And so this is what I'm going to really help us understand. This year we're going to be fasting in January. And we're going to, this exercise of rejoicing is significant in life, in the Christian's life. Because it brings a strength and a power that I'm telling you, a lot of things can't bring to your life. But I like what he says, unto us a child is born. And then he says, wonderful counselor, mighty God, Isaiah 9:7. Wonderful counselor means supernatural counselor. You see, when you're dependent on him, he gives you supernatural advice. Amen. And counsel in your life.
Yes.
You see that? To help you overcome. That's what supernatural means. Over and above. It causes you to go overcome and get above the problem that you think is so bad. Am I making sense? Now, and that's what rejoicing does. It puts you in a position to receive more from him. But if you get negative because of your deal, your disappointment, your discontentment. Now, he can't get it to you. Okay. So, let's look at this. Now remember, in Philippians 4, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. Then he goes on, and the peace of God will be with you. Then he says, this is from, don't look up here. This is not what I'm talking about. This is from last week. He says, I've learned to be content in whatever state. I'm going to stay on this word contentment today. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And he goes on to say, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. You are either doing what you're doing through Christ, or you're doing it through your own strength. There's only two kind of people on this planet. People who do things through Christ, or people who do things through their own strength. Well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. You're doing things through your own strength. That's not Christ's way. That's not the gospel. Well, you shouldn't say that. Yes, I should. Because that's another gospel. Are you listening to me? If you're not doing it through Christ, you're doing it in your own strength. And this is why we got to grow and understand how to do it through Christ. You see that? Because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. He gives you the strength. Amen?
Amen?
And it takes contentment. Now, I want you to listen to this. This word, contentment, is significant. You might want to get your pen out. Because he says also in 1 Timothy 6:6, he says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. And in that portion of scripture, he's addressing greed. Greed. And he goes on to say money is the root. It's not all evil, but money is the root of how much? All evil. You see that? That's why too many people put things and put them before God, and it really affects them in a negative way. But he says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, hang with me. This word contempt is the Greek word A-R-K-E-O. Listen to what it says. It means to be sufficient, to be possessed of sufficient strength, to be strong, to be enough for a thing. Listen, it means to defend, to ward off, to ward off. Did you catch that? So what he's saying here is, when you're content, he says, with God, he says you're sufficient. This word sufficient means not in need of any outside aid. You need God, and you need God alone.
Right.
He has everything you're looking for.
Amen.
Now listen, and it means to be possessed by sufficiency, and it brings strength in your life. So you can do his will. Now watch. I like this. To defend. So in other words, when you're content, there is a defense, a protection around you from evil destroying your life. Because you are content with God. Did you get that? Look, look, look. It means to ward off. Ward off. Ward off what? Your own wrong desires. Your own wrong desires will bring major problems in your life Because of your lack of contentment. Discontentment brings grief and resentment. But when you're content, he says you're sufficient. Your contentment with God will ward off your own wrong desires. You won't want another woman, you'll be happy, fulfilled with your wife.
Right.
You won't need a bunch of stuff to get through the day, take the edge off. You got the Holy Spirit bringing fulfillment in your life because you're content with God. You have strength, stability. This is what the church needs today.
Amen.
To show the world stability and strength and security.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yep.
When you understand contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain. Am I making sense? Now, look at this. Now let's look at godliness for a minute, and then we're going to get back to our scripture. But now pay attention. So everybody say godliness.
Godliness.
Godliness. This is what God. This is the Greek word for godliness. EUSEBIA. It's a compound word. So EU means well. Well. You are well when you're godly. Don't you like that? You're well in your mind. You're well.
Amen.
I like wellness. Watch. It means well. The second part is S-E-B-I-A, Sabia, and it means to be devout. Because I'm devout to God, I'm becoming well. You see that? My devotion is to God and God alone. Are you listening to me? You see, too many people, you know what the number one word for the year of 24 is? Coming up in the dictionary. I'm going to put it in. You know what it's called? Brain rot. Brain rot. You know where it was discovered? In all these people searching over the internet. Spending all those hours because your brain to rot. Because you're not using it. You're not using the talents and all that God is and all the creativity and all that. You're looking for it from somebody else. You're watching somebody else.
Yeah.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.